You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, a listener-supported community radio station. And this is the Moody Richard Show, and I am your host, Dave Pop. And I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in. And I hope everyone's past week has been a positive one. Well, recently I was able to take a trip up to Portland, Oregon. And while there, my brother-in-law, Kevin, he gave me some music I didn't have in my collection. So with tonight's show, I'm going to be sharing some of the songs that, some of the music that I came home with. The artists I'll be playing this hour are Steve Earle, The Beatles, some Loretta Lynn, The White Stripes, Pee Wee King and his Golden West Cowboys, Junior Wells with Buddy Guy, George Hamilton IV, Talking Heads, Charlie Pride, Jesse Harris and the Fernandos, and I'll be closing the show with a Floyd Crane instrumental. So, Kevin, this is a thank you show. Let's get this first set started.
I was 11 months old. I was just starting to walk. And Daddy always kept a big stick behind the door just in case somebody was to come in that was drunk on moonshine, you know, and Daddy had to do something about it. And this woman, they called her Old Aunt Boyd, she come in and she was telling Mommy about her husband she thinks is going out with this woman in Paintsville. So she reared back with that big stick showing Mommy how she was going to hit this woman in the head with it. And when she went back with it, she hit me in the head. And Mommy said I cried for 5 days. And she said after the fifth night, I had a great big knot to show up right in the middle of my forehead. And you know, the only thing I remember, I don't remember no pain, but I just remember Mommy and Daddy carrying me in this old whip that Mommy had made out of overhauls. The knots kept getting bigger and bigger, so she took me to the doctor, and that stuff called Masitor or something like that. Mommy said it made both ears flat to my face, and I ain't got very big ears. And I told Mommy that I was going to die. And that happened like 4 times, so I didn't walk for almost 5. It was kind of a mess. Oh, I forgot about the shoes. Well, shoot, I never had a pair of shoes. Mommy had took me to the hospital, you know, to see what they was, if they couldn't do something. But they wouldn't keep me because Mommy and Daddy didn't have no money. They just tell them to take me home and let me die, you know, because there wasn't nothing they could do about that kind of disease, I guess. And Mommy told Daddy, says, Ted, you take her down the street. You carry her down the street. And said, let me try this store here. And Mommy went in and told me the story that I was dying, that she had to carry me 12 miles to town and 12 miles back. And I had no shoes. The place, I think it was Murphy's 5 and 10. And they're still there in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I think if they told Mommy they wasn't in business to give shoes away, Mommy told Daddy, says, carry Loretta on down the little farther, said, let me stop at another store. And Mommy went right back to the same store. When the guy's back was turned, she stole these little red shoes. And I remember on the big old bridge that went across the river, it went way up high. I've always been scared of that river bridge that went across the big sandy river. Mommy pulled them out under her little jacket that she was wearing. And she was putting them red shoes on me, and I thought them was the prettiest things I ever saw in my life. And Daddy started crying. And I wondered why. And he said, Clary, we're not going to make it home. And Mommy put the shoes on me. And Daddy took off running and ran all the way to Hannah's Butcher Holler with me. Mommy never had a chance to carry me in at all. That was almost 12 miles that Daddy ran with me. But Daddy knew that the cop was going to get us. He left Mommy standing and he took off in a dead run. I remember him running, but he didn't know what for. And I remember asking Mommy, Mommy, why is Daddy running? I remember her hollering, to put your little red shoes away, honey, when you get home. Can you believe that? So I wrote a song called Put My Little Red Shoes Away. You know, they're my little red shoes, and I don't want them to get to be dirty.
I want to love that's right. Right is only how. come down talking about a burning bush. This is how it's gonna be. He's scared to death, and he know the rest. Columbus went down to the ocean in 1492. He said, boys, I'm looking for India, but America will do. Sail to the west, you know the rest. David Crockett went out to Texas to fight at the Alamo. Oh, well, Travis never told him Texas is Mexico. It's a bloody mess, and you know the rest. Robert Johnson went to the crossroads to get Tom in his hand. Well, the devil had him a guitar too. He says, this is what you need, man. You can be the best, and you know the rest.
Me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too. Getting aggravating, you're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. I means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Thank you.
can you leave? How can you stay? Now that your hope has faded away, nothing's here, nothing's there. Caught between nothing is something to bear. And if you had some dream, do you remember? Do you recall?
Oh,
Okay, we started that first set off with Little Red Shoes by Loretta Lynn. And after that, we had the Beatles doing Old Brown Shoes. And then after that, we had Steve Earle doing You Know the Rest. And Slowpoke was done by Pee Wee King and his Golden West Cowboys. And then we had an artist I hadn't heard of before, Jesse Harris and the Fernandos doing How. And we ended the set with Junior Wells doing Chitlin Con Carn. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, a listener-supported community radio station.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop, that is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for a thousand years.
I'm keeping my feet.
Back of my neck.
to save her money, but Jimmy says no. Says he got a little honey on Telephone Road.
Trouble on the line. you are a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with the Indian maid over in the antique store. Girl, I chose. Cause he could never answer yes or no, 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 no. Poor Okalaja, well, he never got a kiss. Poor Okalaja, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Girl, I drew that poor old wooden bed. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a tommy hump. The maiden wore a cup of beads and braids and hope someday he'd talk. Girl, I chose. Well, he stood there as a lonely ass can be, cause his heart was of an old pine knotty tree, tree to tree. Old Rokalaja, well, he never got a kiss. Poor Okalaja, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Okalaja, that poor old wooden head. Have a good time. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her home so far away, but Okalaja stayed. Girl, I chose your home. Well, he stood there and said he never let it show. Cause he could never answer yes or no, no, no. Poor Okalaja, well, he never got a kiss. Poor Okalaja, he don't know. That his face is red. Girl, I drew on that poor old wooden head. Oh, you.
Okay, we ended that last set up with Charlie Pride doing Hank Williams' Okalaja. And we started the set off with the Talking Heads doing Houses in Motion. Then we had the White Stripes with Jack White doing As Ugly as I Seem, followed with Steve Earle, Telephone Road, and we had Loretta Lynn doing Trouble on the Line. Okay, this is 88.5 FM KKRN, a listener-supported community radio station.
Lord, there's nothing in this world, baby. ever sung but I'm on my legs. You know that she would only turn the sand. Oh, wee baby. Oh! Turn my poor self over and crawl home to you on my hand. Somebody better come here, I suspect, baby. Lord, let me know. Wow, baby. I wouldn't do it for you. Pick up on this, pick up, baby, pick up, this the blues, yeah.
Thank you. One, two, a one, two. When I'm sad and blue and I'm feeling alone, there's a place that I go to that no one knows, where no matter what I do, won't nobody put me down. That's why I'm going to the other side of town. On the other side of town, where the sun don't ever shine, everybody walks around with a shadow. Just follow all the other lonely souls. I take a walk down Lonesome Lane till you see the dead end sign, and your broken heart will tell you where to go. To the other side of town, where the sun don't end.
While I sit at home alone, and I've been bouncing three.
up, she'll know she met up with Matt, 'cause it's Leroy Brown. Well, the smoke's a doggone thick, you could cut it with a knife. And the music's so loud, you can hear the same line twice. Hey, Leroy Brown, how do you like my big old pink limo? Just drawed all your money out of the bank today, honey, you don't have no more. Leroy Brown. Hey, we're leaving here right now. We're leaving you two losers trying to die in your drink. Come on, Jack. Let's get out of here. Y'all mop up this place when you get through, okay? Two losers.
Those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
city. There ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
you are listening to volunteer-based KKRN 88.5 FM, a listener-supported community radio station. Okay, we ended the last set with Ships on the Ocean by Junior Wells off his first album, Hoodoo Man Blues. And we followed with Jesse Harris and the Fernandos, with the help of Nora Jones on vocals and piano, doing What Makes You. Then we had Steve Earle offers Al Kara's own album, The Other Side of Town. And by the way, all the songs this evening by Steve Earle were off the L, Kara's own album. And after Steve Earle, we had Loretta Lynn doing Mrs. Leroy Brown. And we ended the set with George Hamilton IV doing his 1963 hit, Abilene. Well, this has been the Moody Richard Show, and I've been your host, Dave Pop, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found it enjoyable. Have yourself a great, great Saturday night, and an even better tomorrow. I hope you tune in next week, and until then, good night. Thank you.